joined now by Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter, Associated Press writer. Hello, Teresa.
Hi, Greg. Sorry, I didn't recognize the number this morning, and I forgot that it was that we pushed to Tuesday. You know, I'm so used to Monday. So it doesn't take much to throw me off.
You're beautiful, because I don't answer phone numbers either if I don't recognize them.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I guess we're in new studios, new lines going out, so now you know.
Really? Yeah. I do.
So yeah, like so you see that I'm not answering that. Are you kidding me?
You might as well be from the, you know, I had a couple of calls that actually identified themselves as like being from New Equatorial Guinea or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no, I'm not touching that one for sure. But sorry about that. And yeah, switching me to Tuesday didn't help either.
Well, we were just full yesterday at the OVC Football Media Day, and just especially the Christian Abercrombie thing. We were talking about that, just how amazing his story continues to be.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you're going to do that first time as the OVC, certainly couldn't think of a better person for, you know, to receive that honor and that recognition, and just so glad and grateful to see the recovery that he keeps making.
I tell you, without their, you know, they bring two players per team, and then they had a team, all the players surrounded him after he was awarded by the commissioner the OVC Courage Award. And boy, you could just see in those players' eyes what they thought about him. But yeah, it was fun having him on also yesterday. Hey, Titans training camp, of course, yesterday, rookies, quarterbacks, players who were injured at the close of last year can report, and also coming out on the PUP list, physically unable to perform, defensive lineman Jarrell Casey, tight end Jonnu Smith, place kicker Ryan Succop, and also, no surprise, non-football injury list, Jeffrey Simmons, of course, with that knee injury back in February while he was preparing, obviously getting ready for the draft and all that stuff. Jarrell Casey, though, he hurt that thing December 26th. What are we now?
22nd,
yeah.
Greg.
I had Jonnu Smith December 6th, and I transposed it. So December 22nd. Should we be concerned?
I think we get concerned if we're toward the end of the preseason and he's still on that list. You know, he did get injured at the end of the year, essentially. So, you know, it's July 23rd right now. So, and we don't know the severity or, you know, the extent of the injury. So, you know, it could just be, you know, an abundance of caution. You know, we saw him working in the sand pit and doing some things like that. Certainly saw him on the field at times in some very limited fashion during the offseason program. But again, you know, I think that, you know, one thing we've seen is they've been trying to make sure guys are completely healthy when they put them back on the field. So, and this is the time of the year where, you know, I'd rather them be cautious. There's, you know, it's preseason. I think Jarrell Casey, what, four-time Pro Bowler? I think he knows how to get himself ready for the season, and especially with the new coaching, you know, the strength coach they've got over there. So, you know, get him healthy. Make sure he's healthy, because let's face it, Jeffrey Simmons, we know, is most likely out for the year. If you get him back in December, that's kind of a bonus. So you want to make sure you take care of what you got, and make sure Jarrell Casey is ready. The prime date to be keeping an eye on, September 8th in Cleveland. As long as he's cleared and has been practicing some before that, that's when I'll start panicking late in August.
Yeah, he goes on that PUP list, then he's got to sit out the first 6 weeks. He can come back on. Those rules have changed a little bit after that. Tight end Jonnu Smith hurt his knee December 6th, and he's on the PUP list. Should we care?
You do, because, I mean, even though Delaney Walker is healthy, you know, Jonnu Smith is your second best tight end. I mean, he was coming around so well, playing really, really well, and then he gets hurt. Guys, he got hurt. It was kind of lost in all the shuffle in the NFL record, but he was hurt on the play of, you know, Jack Conklin as well, I think, on that 99-yard touchdown run by Derrick Henry. And everybody was so amazed by that run and the stiff arms and everything. You know, the guys who were limping off the field, we kind of lost notice of. Yeah, you want him back, because – you know, even with the addition of Adam Humphries, A.J. Brown, you want as many healthy weapons as you can have on that field, so that Arthur Smith has got, you know, his pick and choice of how they attack defenses. And yes, Marcus Mariota, you want him to have every target possible available.
I also think that, you back to Drill Casey, I think the deadline is like August 31st. If he's healthy to go, and I agree with you totally then, right now it's okay and continue working, getting better. But by August 31st, if he's not 100%, then I think that's a problem and you worry about it then. Now, I don't think you worry about it because this guy works his butt off and on the field to do everything. So I think it's good there, and they're going to need him. And you're right with Jeffrey Simmons. I wouldn't count on anything with him this year. If they get him back, maybe, you know, it's a plus and all that. But, you know, there's still, you enter training camp again with a lot of questions, as we do every year with this football team. And that's, it's what come to expect, isn't it?
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, it is what it is. I think the big thing is the name that's not on there. I mean, you know, the fact that Delanie Walker isn't on there, when, you know, when we talked to him back during the offseason, you know, he thought that, you know, and he said, you know, they might be a little cautious with him, you know, that they were all going to make sure they were all on the same page before, you know, as they move this process forward. He's not on the list. I think, you know, for considering how much this offense missed him last year, him being back, huge, huge piece for this offense. And yes, him being back gives Jonnu Smith that extra time. You know, they don't have to rush him back because they got that guy, you know, a three-time Pro Bowler ready.
Yeah, exactly right there. And so with Delanie back, and then I go back, Teresa, I start laughing when it was like in 15 and 14 and 13, how we talked about this team and the chances. And they were just an awful football team. Now you got the depth. You got – there's a lot of promise here, but now it's got to translate. They got to get to the playoffs. They have to get to the playoffs this year.
That's the goal. I mean, that's, let's not forget, that's why they made a change from Mike Mularkey after a playoff win. Guys, it may seem like a dream at this point, but they were in the divisional round with Mike Mularkey and this team, and they decided, you know what, we think we can be better. Let's go change coaches. Brought in Mike Vrabel, and his mantra this offseason has been go from good to great. That is the expectation. Now, whether or not they meet it, it absolutely remains to be seen. But, you know, 9-7 for three straight years, you know, maybe it feels a little bit, you know, a couple decades ago when they went 3 straight 8-8. You know, remember that wonderful headline in the Tennessean, you know, pink slips, playoffs or pink slips. And, you know, and they came through with an, you know, unexpected run to the only play, you know, only Super Bowl in franchise history. I'm not saying they're going to do that this year, but, you know, that's certainly the expectation, and it should be over there. You know, with all the additions, all the guys that are in the final year of their contracts, playing for that next paycheck in the NFL. So, you know, there's a lot of things on the table that should help the Titans find a way to get to double-digit wins for the first time since 2008.
Teresa Walker, Associated Press, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter, usually every Monday morning, 10:25, this morning from a weird phone call. She's on with us. Ryan Succop, what's up with him? He's on the PUP list.
That's a good question. We, you know, we didn't really see him during the off-season program, and, you know, they're not going to give you an injury report, but, yeah, that'll be a definite question when Mike Vrabel speaks to the media on Thursday, as the rest of the team reports officially on Thursday. You know, I don't expect to get a ton of answers either. So, you know, but he's a guy who's been around long enough that he knows what he has to do to get himself in shape and be ready for the regular season. So, he put him in the Jarrell Casey camp. If we don't see him being available, you know, maybe week four of the preseason, maybe start to worry, because is the one thing we've seen, you know, as the Chicago Bears, it's kind of important to have a great kicker.
You think A.J. Brown starts? Because, you know, we've talked about wide receivers in NFL. That first year is really difficult for them. I'm just curious.
Joe, me too, because, you know, let's face it, they did bring in Adam Humphries, and, you know, there's Tajay Sharp, and, you know, the coaches have seen Tajay Sharp and Taywan Taylor. You know, it certainly has a chance, you know, and let's face it. If A.J. Brown goes out and, you know, he had that rookie weekend, he had that really great one-handed catch. Well, if he can continue to do that through the season, you know, they kind of limited him late in that off-season program, you know, when people were worried maybe he pulled something. You know, if he stays healthy, then yes, he absolutely has a chance to start, because what we can see, he's a big, tall, strong receiver, and he can move. He can get some yards after the catch. So I think it absolutely is open there. Now, you know, Adam Humphries may be the guy that ends up starting. We're going to have to wait and see, unfortunately, for that first unofficial depth chart before their first preseason game. But that it absolutely is an opportunity. That's what I'm curious to see, is how they, array all these weapons now that they've got them and put them out on that field and attack defenses. That's the one thing I do like. Everybody keeps talking about Arthur Smith being aggressive and, attacking. It's been a while since I've heard a coach at that franchise talk about attacking defenses. It's been an awful lot of, well, we're going to take what they give us. You've got the ball. You can set the tone.
Hey, Jack Conklin, we mentioned him, but he's not on the PUP list. Is he out of the woods?
No. Let's face it, he isn't. He's two things. He's got to show that he's healthy again. And, last year he got back and it was good that he came back when he did, because let's face it, the injuries to Kevin Pampiel and, they were running low, the concussion, I think it was, that Juan was dealing with in the first month of the season. They needed a tackle back on the field, and he got back. Well, it just never felt between the change in blocking scheme and maybe his, coming back from the injury. It just didn't seem like we saw Jack Conklin at his best, right? So now we get a chance, ideally, to see what a whole offseason does, studying the blocking scheme that they are using, which is different from when he was a rookie and had an all-pro honor. We're going to have to wait and see. Dennis Kelly has done nothing to show that he's willing to give that spot up. So the good thing for the Titans is they got some competition and things doing good. And, competition makes you better, because guess what? Somebody's got to step up.
I totally agree with you. But I think Jack Conklin is special to John Robinson, because that's his first ever draft choice. And if you give up on him, then he looked like Robinson, because Robinson still feels bad about Kevin Dodd. Even they're going to tell you now he's moved on, one of those things. But I guarantee you, as a GM, you want every player to hit, especially your number one guy. So I think Conklin, there's a lot on the line for Jack Conklin. It could be very beneficial for him and the Titans if he comes out and just has an amazing year.
Absolutely, Joe. But you did mention Kevin Dodd, and what we have seen from John Robinson is when it's clear that it's time to move on from a player, no matter, how valued it was as a draft pick or whatever, he's not.